We're back, folks. Faith and Freedom Show. I'm David Allen Carmichael, as you heard Bethany say. Don't forget, Tuesday at 3:20 p.m., we're going to have Senator Mike Fasano here. He's going to talk about some bills he filed last week for the next legislative assembly in Florida. And so you're going to be able to hear what his thinking is. And I'm going to challenge. I think he's got something proposed for the Constitution of Florida that I don't necessarily think is a good idea. But I'm going to challenge him on it. And then, of course, he very well may convince me that it is. And we'd like to hear your comments. Our number here, of course, is 888-850-1872. Whenever you hear somebody say, my plan, whenever they say my plan, are they talking about themselves as a personal pronoun or is it a proper noun? Evil Mr. My. Evil Mr. My, the agent of chaos. Evil Mr. My. We're going to, let me go ahead and play this little clip of entertainment. Let's make sure, is everybody ready? Everybody's ready for this clip of entertainment. Let's go ahead and listen.
In the land of the green fairy, the day began warm, bright and fair. Then a translucent cloud crept upon and engulfed the citizenry. With hardly a notice, pallor and palsy began to evidence itself on the faces of the green fairyland's people as an insidious infection of dementia swept upon men in pandemic proportion. The evil Dr. Mai had arrived, and Green Fairyland was going insane.
As my cloud of deception wafts upon the land, I will take first the minds of men, and then I will take their heart.
Lord Salvador's agents of truth, Max Wright, and his assistant Timidity, arrive on the scene.
In a stupor. I can't reason with anyone. The truth serum provided by Lord Salvador has enabled us to see through evil Dr. Mai's cloud of deception, but the people in various stages of succumbing to dementia. Max, what do we do?
You're right, Timidity, and of course so am I. Our only hope is to expose them to the serum provided by truth before they perish in their dementia. We've got to ream the impossible dream, to right the unreasonable wrong. We've got to run and not faint. Don't fear, Timidity. Evil Dr. Mai has now to deal with Max Wright.
Stay tuned to the continuing saga of Max Wright and truth.
A little bit strange, but truth, folks. We're going to try to give you some in-flight entertainment, but at the same time, we're going to try to bring our... get our hands on the yoke, pull our plane out of a nosedive so the yoke is not on our face. That's what we're going to do. One of the things, as I said, when you hear the term my, when they talk about my plan, are they really is it a personal pronoun or is it possibly a proper noun? That's my question. And so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to take a quote, something that the President of the United States said.
The budget director...
Wrong clip there. Let's go ahead and listen to him. Let's see what he said.
The problem is, can you get the American people to say this is really important and force their representatives to do the right thing? That requires mobilizing a citizenry. That requires them understanding what is at stake. And climate change is a great example. You know, when I was asked earlier about the issue of coal, under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket. Even, regardless of what I say about whether coal is good or bad, because I'm capping greenhouse gases. Coal power plants, you know, natural gas, you name whatever the plants were, whatever the industry was, they would have to retrofit their operations. You know, under my plan.
Did you hear that? Under my plan. Personal pronoun, proper noun. I suspected that it wasn't the president. I guess it was Mr. Obama. I don't think at that time. I haven't checked the date on this. But it very well may have been prior to his election or just after. And he's talked about his plan. My problem was when I started doing the homework, when I smelled something fishy, when something smelled like albacore or something like that, I thought, you know, I'm going to look into this. And what I found out was, I found out that President Sarkozy of France, back in 1990, had the same statements with regarding to this cap and trade plan as the current president of the United States referred to as my plan. So if President Sarkozy of France in 1990, 19 years ago, stated the same plan, my could not have been a personal pronoun. It had to have been a proper noun. Evil Dr. My. There's somebody out there with a plan, and it's showing up all over the place. Let me read something I got from the Associated Press. It was actually kind of old. Oh, actually, this is the new statement. Just came out. I think that was today. French President Nicolas Sarkozy is determined to press ahead. Nope. Okay, I don't know the date of when it came out. Press ahead with a controversial plan to tax carbon emissions by individuals and businesses. Listen, ignoring opposition from voters and all political stripes in his bid to claim a leading role in global efforts to stem climate change. Who is in charge? Who is driving this passion? Is it the people? It's not necessary. Can I tell you, this whole climate control carbon emissions thing isn't historically something that would be the natural no-brainer thing that government does. And this is just kind of the details of the office. This is a political, it's become this popular political, and it's not even democratic. They can claim democracy all day long. They're going to further democracy across the globe. But as far as the majority of human beings on the planet, especially those ones that are paying attention, this is not on anybody's agenda, except it turns out to be the heads of state. Now, these heads of state were just your average community organizer at one time. Hey, I asked a kid last night. I know this is bad. Some guy told me, the hat man told me I'm not allowed to talk to children. I was joking around with a younger man. I said, what do you get when you cross a socialist with a community organizer? That's what I said. So I'm going to leave that one open. I may come back with that later. But Mr. Sarkozy has this plan. And listen to what it says. This is most recent report that I have regarding him and this thing. Controversial plan to tax carbon emissions by individuals and businesses, ignoring opposition from voters of all political stripes in his bid to claim a leading role in global efforts to stem climate change. So it's dueling climate change pusher. A recent one, or this is an older report, he wants to tax carbon dioxide emissions by households and businesses, a measure aimed at helping France slash out output greenhouse gases over the coming decades. Now, before we talk about whether this is good, bad, or indifferent, or right and wrong, I have to go back. By what authority? If they're doing this without any lawful authority, if they're being lawless, is possibly this evil Mr. Mai is a lawless one, I'll use that term, is a lawless one that is influencing the hearts and minds of these heads of state. They've succumbed to the pandemic of dementia through this cloud of deception that the evil Dr. Mai is spreading across the globe. And they're carrying out his plan of this lawless one, the evil Dr. Mai, the proper noun, Dr. Mai. If that's going on and it's lawless, it has no authority, guess what? If they can do this funny, weird little plan, they can use that without authority, lawless behavior to tax the carbon emissions that are coming out of your lungs, to tax the carbon footprint that is caused by how many children you have. If they're able to do what they're doing here, they're not unable to do what I just suggested. Hey, folks, it's come up in conversation at the highest levels of government across the globe, what I just said to you. I'm not here to say, we got to fight this. This is a bad thing. Those libs or liberals or those conservatives, those wacky right-wingers want the following thing. Who cares? They've just all succumbed to the pandemic of dementia because of evil Dr. Mai's influence of deception, his fog of deception, this non-greenhouse gas that has sucked up the minds and hearts of men across the globe. What I'm trying to do and what we're trying to do here at Liberty Works Radio Network is wake everybody up for your good, not for ours. We don't care. We know that it's appointed for man once to die, then the judgment. Those of us in the Liberty Works Radio Network understand that, and we're okay with that. We're operating with that. We don't need to be doing this. We could be doing something else for our entertainment. Could be going campground to campground in our motorhome, with or without a driver's license. Who knows? But that's, folks, if the biggest problem is we are ultimately, the reason there's government, because men, in the words of John Locke, men are corrupt, vicious, and degenerate. That's why we have a need for this, for the courts and all those kind of things. Ultimately, there's a relationship issue. We do things that are wrong. We offend our neighbor, and that breaks relationship. First and foremostly, we've offended the one in whom we have been created in his image. That's a big thing. If we can get that straight, we can solve a lot of other problems. But the problem is, as soon as we get that straight, all of a sudden we have a responsibility to take care of our neighbor and to pay attention to what's going on and to hold those in positions of power accountable to the law so they don't hurt the little guy. And so that's what we're here for. That's why I'm here for the Faith and Freedom Show. The reason, my motives also, I can talk about these political things. I can give some education. I can point people back to the principles of law that are going to protect you and your neighbor and to keep order in society and not allow it to digress to chaos. And then ultimately, every now and then, I'm going to tell you a personal story that may change your perspective on what you think on things. We had a caller. I had a call yesterday. I think it was yesterday. And a guy asked me some questions off the air before the show ever started. And I said, you need to call me on that. You need to actually give me a call on the air, because those are the same questions that everybody else has. If this, then why this? Those kind of things. I don't understand. I've heard the following thing, but that confuses me. Well, don't just sit there and give me a call after the show. Do it on the air so thousands of people can hear the same thing and give me an opportunity, and I can give them an opportunity to heckle me at 888-850-1872, 888-850-1872. Larry Beecraft came on earlier, told him about an event he'll be speaking at in, not Tallahassee, but Jacksonville tomorrow. And then the final day, I guess, will ultimately be in Tallahassee. There's a couple of events that are coming up. I'm not sure. I think they're in Ocala today. But you can go on truthattack.org and look at the schedule, the Florida schedule. And I'd encourage you, if it's just a matter of an hour and a half drive or something like that, it's well worth your time to go listen to these very well-educated, well-energized, seasoned and wise people. And I think it'll be worth your while to attend the event. Go to truthattack.org. And again, the Florida schedule to find out what they're doing. Stay tuned in to this, what I call the Faith and Freedom Show. Check it out at faithfreedoms.org. I'm David Allen Carmichael. We'll be back 888-850-1872. Call in the break or call in the air. We'll take care of you one way or the other. We'll be back.